Every week, the teachers at Butler Young Men and Young Women's Leadership Academies get together to review how best to integrate the new state standards in their classrooms.
I'm currently projecting the sixth grade version, and they all slightly increase in difficulty.
Reading Coach Cassandra Kiefer reviews some of the specifics of language and character interaction, items that could show up in the new state test.
We are unpacking two benchmarks. I'm going to model unpacking standard RL 2.4, which is a vocabulary standard in literary works.
Teachers took a practice version of the exam a few weeks ago. It involves more long-form answers, multiple choice questions with more than one answer, and hot text.
The kids have to drag and drop information into the correct location as part of the analysis of the text.
With the new assessment months away, it's a lot for teachers to take in.
This is a new assessment that our teachers haven't seen, our students haven't seen.
Tamara Williams is principal of Butler Young Women's Leadership Academy.
Teachers unpacking those standards and benchmarks, that is key.
And there's added pressure for teachers. While schools will get a break this year from the consequences associated with lower grades, teachers won't. The results will still be counted in their evaluations. And students who don't score high enough in third grade reading, Algebra 1, or 10th grade English face possible retention or not graduating. That type of punitive approach can be problematic, says testing expert Dan Dinsmore of University of North Florida's College of Education.
Is it ethical to use these data to make these sorts of decisions? And that's where we get into this idea that if we use one test score, that I think there's a lot of folks that would say that's not an ethical way to actually go about making decisions about students and teachers in schools.
Duval School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says he doesn't think it's ethical in a year when districts are transitioning.
And I'm speaking to that point as a superintendent, as a parent, as an educator. I mean, I feel completely uncomfortable that my own children or my teacher's children would be held accountable to an assessment that has not been field tested.
He's quick to note, however, he supports the new higher level standards being taught. And it's also worth noting here that similar questions were field tested in Utah for a reported $5.4 million in Florida money. But that's a far cry from Florida, where more minority, low income, and English language learners reside, Vitti and others argue.
Anyone will tell you, you don't implement a test without field testing it with the same kids.
According to the Florida Department of Education, there are plans to field test the assessments in a few selected schools in December. Right now, it's unclear where those schools will be. And though the test will be given in March, the actual exam isn't even completed yet. It's still being developed by the American Institutes for Research, the same nonprofit that brought us Florida's current teacher evaluation model. Duval School Board Chairwoman Becky Couch is a former teacher in the district.
There's, you know, this fear of unknown, of being measured off of something that they haven't seen yet.
Kiefer, the reading coach, sees it a little differently.
I've been here through NGSS, FCAT 2.0, and now this, and it seems like a lot of changes from the outside perspective. But on the inside perspective, the standards are evolving.
She says if we're not holding students to a higher standard, we're not giving them the education they deserve. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.